Praise the Lord. Message number 174. The title of the message is Learn Wisdom from Small Things. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, and let us read from verse 24 to verse 28. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Conies are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the cracks. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is spawned in kings' palaces. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this time and your word that you send to us to help us, to encourage us, to help your church, to lead us in the way of righteousness, to show us sin and where we are sinning or have our shortcoming against you and against your will. I pray that the message, Lord, that you had sent to us will bring repentance and straighten our path and our ways to abide with your will and plans. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, take your message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are in need to hear your word and know your will so that things will go well with them. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Small things on earth, they are not useless. They are not without effect. But they can bring dramatic changes. And small things on earth, they can be extremely wise and can be a source of teaching also to men. Here, the writer of the Proverbs, he used four animals. These are the small creatures, small things on earth. Four animals, we will learn from them. You will learn from them, ants, conies, locusts, and lizard. Ants, we learn from them, they are small creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Then they are very small, but you will find them, and they will find food, all of them, they will come. Everyone will carry, they will go to the house, they will arrange the food, they will store it for the time that they don't have food. In summer, they will store where there is plenty of food. But in winter, there is scarcity, so they will eat what they had stored. We learn from the ant example that we need to be diligent. You need to be diligent, not a lazy person. There's a time that there's harvest. The Bible says that those who are lazy in the harvest time, they are disgraceful people. They are in disgrace. You need to be diligent, like the ant. In the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8, say, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander or no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food at harvest. So you need to be diligent. You need to have a mind. The ant have a strategic mind. Mind to think now what will happen after a few months. Now we have a plenty, let me store for the future. We learn these things. Even have very small strength, but they can do great things. The same for you. Sometimes you say and speak negative way. Oh, I am small, I am having no power, no strength. This is my situation, this is my salary, this is my work, this is my capability, I have much limitation. Look to the ant, how much it have limitation. But it can do great things. And also, the small thing that you are saving, as you continue to save, small thing, you add to the small thing, then you will have a great harvest, a great store for the future. You will not be having worries in the time to come, because you have a plenty at stored. So we learn from the example of the ant. Do not say I have no strength, I have no power. Look to the ant and how a very small animal is, but can do much to help itself and the community with it. You can follow the example of that and do the same for yourselves and for your family and for the people under your care. The next example is the conies. We learn from the conies, the rabbit. The conies are creatures of little power, yet they made their home in the cracks. They are of little power, but they can protect themselves and their families and their little children by making their homes in the cracks of the rocks and the mountains. In Psalm 104 verse 18, it says that the cracks are a refuge for the conies. Cracks are God's provision for them to be protected. God preserved the cracks in the mountain, in the rocks, for the conies, in the same way. In the same way for you, use your mind and be discerning and see what God had provided for you to be well protected, and for your families and your children to be well protected. Wisdom is so much needed now in life. In whatever circumstances you are passing through, God had provided a shelter for you and your family and your people and your children to be protected. You know, when there's enemy attacking the coney, the rabbit will not run to his house because he does not want the enemy will discover where are the small children of the coney. Run away from the house. In the same way, we need to discover ways how to protect our children, our little ones, our disciples, our ministry from the enemy. Don't say, I have no power, I have no resources. God had to provide for you your need. Are you wise like a coney? Or you are careless and non-discerning, like many who are worldly in the world, who allow their children to be exposed to dangers, to hawk and falcons and eagles, to be killed by devil and his demons? Check your houses, TV and internet and other wrong resources that bring wrong food and damage to the mind and thoughts and soul of your children. Conies are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the cracks. What God had to provide for them, a safe home, safe places to keep their children, they go there. They don't bring their children and themselves in the wrong way and wrong direction. If you are not observing that, then you are unwise. Then you need to be corrected. Let this message be a rebuke for you. I pray that God will use this message to impart wisdom and humility and fear of the Lord in your life. Talk wisely. Verse 27 say, locusts have no king yet. They advance together in ranks. The locusts have no king over them or overseer or someone who will instruct them of what they need to do. But they spontaneously do the very thing that they need to do, the very thing that's required of them, that thing they will do. They achieve progress as they march forward and ingest the harvest and the products of the field that are ahead of them. How we will apply the message? You should learn from the example of the locust. As a member and a worker in the church, you don't need someone over you to keep reminding you to obey and follow the instruction of God's word and to advance forward, to go on in living in holiness and making a new disciple of Jesus Christ and taking the harvest that God prepared for his church to reap. Some people, they need somebody always to call them, come tomorrow to church, bring your tithe, don't watch TV, stop going to parties, don't go with your friends, be good example, stop doing that, stop doing these things. They know the instruction, you know the instruction. Why you still, you need somebody to remind you, oh, can you remind me? Can you call me? Can you keep telling me? Here the example of the locusts. They don't have any king over them. Yet they advance together in ranks. They have a focus to the harvest. We should have the focus for the harvest that God had prepared for us. Go and make disciples. How we make disciples? Good example, living in holiness. So people will be attracted to our lifestyle to follow Christ. Preach the gospel. Nurture the new souls. Keep visiting the people, praying for them to be saved. This is your harvest. This is your spiritual food. This is your ministry. This is your reward. When you will meet the Lord, when you are going to meet the Lord, what you will tell him? You will tell him, where is your fruit? What you will tell him? No one have told me to go and make disciples. They did not remind me. The pastor did not keep calling me to go and do ministry. I was waiting for somebody to call me to go to church. I was waiting for somebody to remind me to continue to do my ministry. I was waiting for somebody to encourage me. You know already the word of God. You know what require of you. You need to go as the locusts. They will not show pity on the harvest. They will carry whatever is there. They will eat everything. The same for us. Don't show pity to devil. Devil is defeated. God had given you the mission, the ministry, the harvest, the lost souls. Go ahead and bring the harvest to God. Learn from the example of the locust. Verse 28, a lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. The wisdom that you can learn from the lizard, that although its size is small, yet it places itself in palaces. How you can apply that in your life? You need to discern where you need to be. And you need to be there to enjoy life to the full and to achieve the good purpose of God. As a Christian and members of the church, you ought to choose to be always in the house of the Lord. That's in the church. The church is the family of God, and you should be there with God's household. You should have the joy to be in the house of God to serve Him and to receive from Him favor, honor, protection, and guidance. In Psalm 122 and verse 1, You see, I rejoice with those who say to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. They have the joy to come to church, to go to church, to be with the people of God. There's a blessing in store for you. Be like, learn from the lizard. He want to be in the king palaces. He make himself there. God opened his house for us. We are the family of God. We are the church of God. You should be happy if you are called to be with the house of the Lord. Some people, they want to make excuses not to be in church, not to be available for God's service. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 and 20, it says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. When you are in the church, you are among God's people. You have the honor, you have the privileges. You see that built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. When you are absent, you will not hear the word of God, the instruction. The instruction is for your benefit, protection for you, warning, advice, counsel, a blessing, encouragement, reminded of you of God's promises, reminded of you what you need to do. So you'll be well protected and well provided. If you are absent, you are not wise. If you have not come to church, you are not wise. If you think that, you make excuses to escape the criticism of the pastor or me who said, why are you not coming? If you are wise to justify yourself in front of the pastor of the church, you are not wise because you are losing the blessing of God. You know what David says in Psalm 27 and verse 4 and 5? He asked one thing of God. One thing he was asking the Lord. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek. What do you want, David? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. He's enjoying to be in God's house, in the temple. He was seeking God in his temple. When we come together as a church, more spiritual gifts, more encouragement, we can see God more clearly as God's word read and expound and rightly divided, we receive the joy. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. We receive instruction that will protect us from the enemy. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. We receive protection and honor from the Lord. He say, David in Psalm 84, I read it from verse 1 onward. Verse 1, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. Are you wise to descend that you are absent from coming to church is taking a privilege from you? How lovely, do you know that you are forfeiting to be in lovely dwelling place of God? My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Do you know that your soul and your body and your spirit are tired from being away from God and his house? Verse 3, even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God. The sparrow, they try their best to find a place to keep their small children, to come with their children near to God. Not that, oh, I don't have time, my work and my schedule and my family and my children and my school and my duties and my problems and my bank and my medicine and my sickness and my treatment. No, you need to find a place to be near to God. Don't allow anything to take you from being in the king's palace, the house of the Lord, the church. Learn from the example of the lizard. Be in the house of God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, verse 4. They are ever praising you. Dwell in the house of God. Always praising the Lord. Blessed are those whose trust is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. Those who go up to the house of God in pilgrimage. Their travel at the time of David, time of Moses, it was required they will travel 3 times in the 3 feasts, Passover, Tabernacle, and Pentecost. They will go, they have strength as they travel to reach God. They are able to do that. Verse 7 says they go from strength to strength. The more you give to God, the more you will have strength. The more you go away from God, the more you don't have time, you don't have strength, you don't have joy, you don't have wisdom. He said in verse 10, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord is a God. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. You know, don't wait that your work will become better, or the schedule will become better, or your responsibility to become better so that you can be available for God and his church and his service. This you will make it by your own self. No one will help you but yourself when you decide. Be wise like the lizard and put yourself in God's house. I pray that the message that we have discussed and expand from the life of the ant, lizard, and conies and locusts will find a place in your heart and your mind, so that you will know how much blessing you are forfeiting when you don't act wisely as those small animals act wisely. Lord, I pray, I come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit to raise up a people after your own heart and mind and thought, to be good stewards, strategic in thinking and planning like the ant, wise in protecting their families and themselves, by taking your provision and your shelters that you provide for each and every one of them, like the conies. I pray that they will be active and diligent like the locust. They don't need somebody to remind them, do that and do this and don't do that. But themselves, they go spontaneously and take the harvest. I pray for people. I cut the spirit of lies and alibis and excuses not to be in your church and your house. I burn and I cut off right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for longing in the heart of your people to come near to you, Lord, as the lizard found its place in the king palace, Lord, as the small bears who try their best to be, Lord, like the sparrow has found a home and a sparrow of a nest for herself near to your altar, Lord. I pray the people will draw near to you, O God. They will bring themselves and their children to be in the house of the Lord. O God, hear my prayer. Touch the heart of your people, Lord. Change them, O God. Change them, Lord. They are going here and there, parties and invitations and marquees and here and there, Lord, but they forget to be in your house, in your church. Lord, give them wisdom that the best place they can come with their families and their children to be in their presence. Oh God, Use this message mightily and take it with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it spread, and let the purpose of sending it shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.